Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 21st of June, our allotted portion. Before the Israelites went into the Promised Land, the Lord commanded Moses to say to the people, "When you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you as an inheritance, the land of Canaan to its boundaries." Having identified the overall boundaries of the land, he appointed Joshua and Eleazar as the men who would divide the land among the tribes of Israel. Each tribe was to receive a unique portion of the land as their inheritance. Furthermore, the Lord appointed a leader from each tribe who would divide the tribe's inheritance among the families who belonged to the tribe. In this way, each family was to receive an inheritance in the land. The land was then to be passed down from generation to generation. The Lord instructed the nation, "The land shall not be sold permanently, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and sojourners with me." However, if a person became poor and needed to become the servant of another, they were able to sell their land until the year of Jubilee. The price was determined in relation to the year of Jubilee, which occurred every 50 years. That is, as the year of Jubilee approached, the price of the land diminished. The price needed to be reduced because when the year of Jubilee arrived, the land was to be returned to its original owners. If a person became poor because they did not steward their inheritance properly, they did reap the consequences of their failed stewardship. However, the year of Jubilee ensured that this judgment did not continue upon the family for generation after generation. Every 50 years, the land was to be restored to its original owners. The year of Jubilee restored the lines of sanctification that belonged to each family, according to the original division of the land. The references used in today's devotions are Numbers chapter 34, verse 2, Numbers chapter 34, verses 17 to 29, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23, Leviticus chapter 25, verses 15 and 16, and Leviticus chapter 25, verse 13. For further study, Psalm 16.